Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd speak through me this morning by your Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, that's a well-known passage that we've just heard read. Jesus is on a journey to Jerusalem. And he teaches them to pray this prayer. It's a journey to his death. It's not just a journey from point A to point B in as quick time as possible. It's more of a series of unscheduled encounters along the way, through which he enters into the life of the territory he's visiting. Jesus is willing to go forward at a pace which allows for interruptions, whether that be the scribe, a couple of verses before, asking how he can gain eternal life, and hearing about the Good Samaritan, or having a meal with friends, like Martha and Mary, just prior to this passage. Jesus came, showed us what God is like, died, rose, ascended, and sent us himself through his Holy Spirit. He is alive today. And yet we're waiting for him to come and sort evil out completely. Because horrible things keep happening in the world. We live in that now and not yet time. Jesus has come and sorted it all out by his death and resurrection. But we're still in that in-between time. It's like the start of the kingdom has happened, but we need to pray his kingdom come in full. So that injustice, abuse, terror, murder, hatred, which does continue, will have to flee because God's kingdom is ruling and reigning. We're a church in Dronfield Woodhouse. What does praying your kingdom come, your will be done here mean? What are we praying for? No, I want some answers. And I'll just fan myself while you think about that. When we say, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, what are we praying for?
That we're putting God first. That we're all putting God first.
That we can all put God first, yeah. Thank you. Brave one.
Take on his work.
Take on his work. Be his hands and feet in this place. Be empowered.
We have to do.
Yeah, be empowered to do that.
And other people, more people get to know God's love.
More people get to know God's love. So there's something about spreading it as well. God's kingdom coming in this place. God's rule and reign here on earth, here in this place. And of course we know that the only person that we can change, which I regularly tell people who come to me for marriage prep and things like that, the only person you can change is yourself. Much as you'd love to change somebody else, either in the church or in your family. And actually, our prayer needs to be, Lord, would your kingdom come in my heart? To me, what does that mean for me? Your kingdom come here in me, and then from me, flow out to be a blessing to others. I try and pray every day, and one of the prayers I often use is Northumberland prayer, and I've asked Keith to put it up for us so that you can see. And I would like you to pray it with me this morning. So all the stuff in bold we say together. Hopefully you can all see enough to do that. So In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek?
We seek the Lord our God.
Do you seek him with all your heart?
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul?
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind?
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength?
Amen.
Christ, have mercy. Then the declaration. Okay. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Sometimes, if you just put the first one on, if it comes on again, sometimes I know that I can't pray. You know, do you seek him with all your heart? And I'm going, amen, I agree. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? And I'm thinking, I don't. So I change the prayer to, Lord, please help me seek you with all my heart. Because I'm feeling lazy that day or not as passionate about the Lord. So often we seek our own fulfillment, our own happiness, rather than seeking God. And time again, if I get bent out of shape yet again about not being married and all that, friends will say to me, you have to seek the Lord. You have to seek the Lord as number one, because he is the only one that can satisfy. And it's like, I know it in my head. And that is the truth. But actually, it's about bringing our hearts under God's rule and reign and trusting him in that, even when we don't understand it. Tom was just saying earlier, I'm not sure I agree with God delaying my trip to America, weren't you? Sorry to pick on you there, Tom. But, you know, you get frustrated, don't you? You have to wait, but you have to trust, but you have to go back to the foot of the cross and say, dear Lord, what's going on here? This pain isn't going away. I still have to do more radiotherapy. My husband's still dead. You know, there are those moments which are just hard. But it's about our hearts, first and foremost, being under the rule and reign of Christ. And sometimes I just have to will to get myself out of a low place and say, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. And it does. It does lift me eventually. But it's such a battle. It's almost like a battle of wills. I just want the self-pity party. And I know that won't go anywhere. That just takes me further down. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you for the life that you give. My favourite, my dad's favourite hymn, or one of his favourite hymns, is the one that there's a wideness in God's mercy. Who knows that one? We don't sing it in this church. It's an old, it's like a golden oldie jobby. There's a wideness in God's mercy. And he regularly quotes the second verse. But we make his love too narrow. So this is talking about God. But we make his love too narrow by false limits of our own. And we magnify his strictness with a zeal he will not own. And that goes for us too. Sometimes we can be think that we've done his love for us, and but we can also do that for other people, and we can judge. If we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Saviour and friend, then we are ambassadors of Christ. We accept his love for us, and we model what it looks like to live under the rule and reign of God. We live out things like, it's more blessed to give than receive. We live out love one another, because love is from God. We live out being quick to forgive and being slow to anger. How are we doing with that? We tend to read this prayer as private, one that individually we pray, and we mean, of course, that there's got to be an element of that, that is us to start with. But actually, it's good to note that it's essentially a corporate prayer, one that we pray together. All the pronouns are plural. Our Father. I was challenged just this last week on there's a vicar from a congregation in Stoke. In The Guardian, 17th of July, 2016. And the title was, "This is what I meant to be doing. The vicar welcoming Muslims to church. Refugees helped by the Reverend Sally Smith have transformed St Mark's in Stoke-on-Trent and are among many converting to Christianity across Europe." And I read from the article. "At St Mark's, they receive a warm welcome. The building is packed to the rafters with donations of everything required to set up a new home, and food parcels are handed out twice a week. They are given bus fares if needed, and Smith even takes them into her own home if they are homeless. Smith says, it's about being part of a kingdom where there are no border agency officials, where there are no passports necessary, where there are no immigration detention centres, one worldwide family, where there are no dividing barriers." And I knew that God wanted me to talk about the kingdom of God coming today, and I just couldn't believe that. It's about being part of the kingdom where there are no border agency officials, where there are no passports necessary, where there are no immigration detention centres, one worldwide family, where there are no dividing barriers. And then it goes on to say, some of her former church members have left, but many have stayed and been part of the kingdom of God in that place. How are we building here God's kingdom? A couple of months ago, Reverend Louise Groberg came to the service. It was actually praise night, and had a picture of a fence, a bit like the blinds. You know, we can see when they're half open, we can see out and they can see in. And she said, people see in, we see out, but now is the time to push out a little bit. And I thought, oh, how kind of God to say, just push out a little bit, because we're quite timid about that, aren't we? And that was her word for us. We can see out, they can see in, but let's go out. Let's go outside our boundaries. And we can only do that together. And I've been advocating small groups. Some of you are in them, some of you aren't. We need that support. We need that encouragement, friendship, to do the getting out there. We can't do it on our own. I can't do it on my own. Jesus gathered his disciples who learnt along the way, learnt together how to do it. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're living in a time where Jesus has won the victory, but we need to walk in that victory. It means seeking him with all our heart and soul. It means accepting the ginormous love that God has for us and giving it away. It means, as a family of people, getting out there and being the kingdom of God in this place. Asking God to fill us each day, allowing interruptions on our way, and being bold. We too are on a journey with Jesus. We too take up our cross and follow him. Who's up for that challenge? Bit hot for a challenge today, isn't it? Just think of Maggie and Bill in the much hotter climbs there, having that challenge of a tandem race up a very, very steep part of the Tour de France. It will feel like that at times. It will feel like an uphill battle, but who is up for that challenge? To be the kingdom of God in this place. Where we have been placed. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand, just to signify that you want to be part of this. You don't have to stand. Not at all. But if you'd like to just respond to God, show him that you want him to rule and reign in your heart. I'm just going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to ask you to stand, if you'd like to. It's from a song, actually, by Godfrey Birtel. Lord, when I look at the blood, all I see is love, love, love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. But I can't see competition. I can't see hierarchy. I can't see pride or prejudice or the abuse of authority. I can't see lust for power. I can't see manipulation. I can't see rage or anger or selfish ambition. I can't see unforgiveness. I can't see hate or envy. I can't see stupid fighting or bitterness or jealousy. I can't see empire building. I can't see self-importance. I can't see backstabbing or vanity or arrogance. I see surrender, sacrifice, salvation, humility, righteousness, faithfulness, grace, forgiveness, love, love, love. If you'd like to ask for God's kingdom to come in your hearts and in this place together, would you like to stand? Father, I pray that you would pour out your spirit on each one of us here. Come, Holy Spirit, come and equip us with everything that we need. We cannot do this without you. And we want to seek you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Come and fill us anew, Lord, with your love, your hope, your peace, your kindness, your gentleness, your self-control. Lord, everything that is love. And help us move out just a little bit in blessing to establish your kingdom in this place. As our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Would you like to sit down? Thank you very much.